In Somalia, a one-time warlord has survived an assassination attempt by a suicide bomber in a central Somali town. One bodyguard was killed. No groups immediately claim the responsibility for the attempt, but similar attacks have been carried out by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab militant group. The Prime Minister of the Somali Transitional Government, Abdiweli Mohamed Ali, is in Rome in an effort to gain more international support for his government. He told Davide Maggiore this support is critical as the country tries to take control of its own destiny.
The international community is doing already, is contributing to the peace and security in Somalia, particularly the African Union. We have the African mission in Somalia, AMISOM, and they have lost life and limb to bring back Somalia to the community of nations. And we are very grateful for their sacrifices. But we need more. And in the long term, we have to understand, in the long term, we can rely only on ourselves. A robust Somali National Army will ultimately take responsibility and the challenge of securing the country. But in the immediate and medium term, we need more support, more troops, more logistics, and more enablers to entrench peace in Somalia.
Last week, the United Nations offices in Mogadishu were reopened after 17 years. Is this a first signal of the importance given to the Somali crisis by the international community?
Of course, it's a welcome. We are thankful the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, who made a commitment that the United Nations Bureau of Somalia to relocate to Mogadishu. If you are working for Somalia, your activity involves in Somalia, there's no point of all these UN agencies staying in Nairobi. You are a manager in a project in Somalia, you should be in Somalia. So now the capital is becoming safe, and also the other parts of the country is secure and safe. So therefore, we welcome every opportunity of all these NGOs, international NGOs, the UN agencies and organizations moving to Somalia.
Another key issue is the one of information. Some days ago, a local journalist, we remember him now, was killed in Mogadishu. What can be done to guarantee the safety of the ones who provide independent information about Somalia?
Free and independent media is very important for us. It is a requirement for good governance, for democracy. We encourage that. We support independent journalism. We are sorry that the loss of the life of this individual, the manager of Shabelle Radio, and it's a tragic loss to us, to his family, and to Somali people. But you have to understand that when Al-Shabaab is defeated in the front lines, they are using asymmetric warfare of killing people, assassinations. These are what they resort for. They have been defeated in the front lines, so they use these tactics in fighting back. But they will be, for sure, they will be defeated also.
One last question. What can be done locally? What can be done locally to improve the control the government has on the territory?
Sure. Since August this year, we made a huge progress in many parts of the country. We completely liberated Al-Shabaab from Mogadishu. Now we are extending the safety zone to other parts of the country, in central Somalia, in southern Somalia, in the southwest, everywhere. The liberation of the country is moving, is going forward, and we will not stop until every city, every village, and every community is liberated from this enemy, and Somalia will be safe and secure for the Somalis to live in peace and tranquility.